Okay, so I was really waiting the whole month to say this over. It's a shtickle nakdama at Sefer on Chulin, and it's very geshmak a shtickle, actually. So I was waiting to say it over. I thought by now we would have gotten up to that toisis, but we're going to get to it next week, or so we maybe touched it. But it's the last toisis, it's on the last amud we're going to get to, on Gimel Amud Aleph. So toisis over there asks a kasha, so I'm going to speak on this kasha of toisis. So the Gemara over there is handling the Eva Menachai, or the Arifanim that Eva Menachai is also Li Yisrael and Mutter L'Goy. So, or also L'Goy and Mutter L'Yisrael, actually. So when it says Mi Kamidi, is there anything which is Aser for Yisrael, is Aser for a Goy and Mutter L'Yisrael? Is there anything which is Aser L'Goy and Mutter L'Yisrael? Let's fact to Gemara. Based, so Frekta Zakasha, how could you say mikamidi that there's nothing which is also legoy and mutal Yisrael? Frektais is haika Talmud Torah. L'chora, this is the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is also for a goy, and in mutal Yisrael, that's Tais Zakasha. So I had Shver Tais Kasha. Why? Because you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. When the Gemara brings out the din that you're not allowed to, that a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, and the Gemara says, "V'lachash v'gabi zayin mitzvahs." Why isn't it one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach? It's like the Gemara, because it says, "Torah tzivolano Moshe moirasha kihilas Yaakov." So it's dafka for Yaakov. So mandem a moirasha. If you want goyris or you read the word moirasha, it's our Yerusha. So it's our Yerusha. So migzal kagazalei. So it's included in the sigzal. And why? Because ours, not theirs. And if you say Moirasa, Moirasa Kilas Yaakov, so then Dina Kinar Moirasa, the Beskila, so it's Nichlal in Skila, it's Nichlal in Arayas, that a guy that has Sheva Mitzvahs. So it comes out that the Nakuda, why we're allowed to learn Torah, not the guy, is because it's married to us, Moirasa, or it's ours, Al Tzirusha. But the Iker Isser is Gezel or Arayas. So we also have Gezel and Arayas. If someone's married to something belongs to the guy, Gezalakum is also, so we're not allowed to steal from him either. Punkt, the Torah is ours, or punkt, the Torah is Moirasa to us. So there's no Mikamidi on that. The Iker Isser is Shaykh to us, not to them. It's only because the Torah belongs to us. That's why there's Gezel. But if the Torah, if something belongs to them, we also Shaykh to the Isser Gezel. So what's Taisa saying that there's Mikamidi on Torah? That's Takasha. Shmak Akasha, I think. So, l'chayra, what's shteta in Tosis is that there's a certain limra Torah that be'etzem we shouldn't be allowed to do either. And be'etzem, it's aser. And we're allowed to do it, and the guy's not allowed to do it. So, pshat is like this. So say two pshatim. Say two pshatim. The first pshat is that I found on that Gemara from in the Sefer Margolius Hayam, he brings down from the Sefer Aboyer. Sefer Aboyer is from Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana says, "Torah tziva lanu Moshe Moirasha, al tikri Moirasha ela Moirasa ha ketzad kishi saw oiskin b'Torah l'shma hi arusasoi." V'hi Moirasha liYisrael. So zok there, the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael in Torah is when we learn Torah Lishma. So now, Frektach the Shaila. L'chayra, if we learn Shaloi Lishma, so according to this, if we learn Shaloi Lishma, L'chayra should be awesome. Because Klal Yisrael has a Yerusha of Torah Lishma. And you're going ahead and learning Torah Shaloi Lishma. So pshat is that There's a chiddush that the Sefer Ma'ala Satara brings down from the Goyin that it says in the Gemara Bracha Ha'oseh Shaloi Lishma Noyach Loi Shaloi Nivra, means it's Noyach Loi Shaloi Nivra is pretty bad. It means it's better not to have ever come into this world if he's only Oseh Petar Shaloi Lishma. But Zichar, you're not allowed to do that. So frekt toisus akasha, ay va'amar b'yuda marav, lo'ilam yasak adam b'tera, v'mitzus afilu shalosh ma'ashem, v'tera shalosh shalosh ma'bal ishma. That's toisus akasha. Toisus gives a teretz. But the goyin brings a teretz, it's a famous yisoid, but I saw it the most klar in the Sefer Malos HaTorah brings from the Goyin, this teretz, that the Goyin says that the heter al limud HaTorah shalei l'shma is only if he's taka in the end being mechavin that he should get to l'shma eventually. So, and that goes, the Chaim Volozhiner brings it down, that goes into your kavana. That goes into the kavana means la'olam limud adam shalei l'shma. With what kavana? The kavana of shemitah shalei l'shma ba l'shma. That goes into the shalei l'shma. So memela, the whole idea is that he should learn this way. Now, normally you say this is a nice idea or it's an etz toiva. So I saw in Bitzchak Saratsky, and he brings down a kasha from Briskarov. It's a weird kasha a little bit, but he brings down a kasha from Briskarov that l'chayra, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is giving etz toiva, so just okay, but. It sounds like the Gemara is saying, well, Olam sounds like more than Eitz HaToiva. Sounds like this is to do. So why do you have to tell me? If you're holding by learning Lishma, learn Lishma. If you're holding by learn not learning Lishma, what you should do? Sit on the couch? That's better. Do nothing? What's the Hayra over here? What's Chazal telling us? So Pshat is, according to this, is like this. Be'etzem, Torah tivul anu l'moishah mayrasha kilas Yaakov. Kleisel has a mayrasha of Torah. And be'etzem, someone that learns Torah and is not part of the Yerusha is gzela, like a guy. A guy is gzela. So be'etzem comes out, according to the Sefer HaBar, you're not allowed to learn Torah shalei l'shma, because Torah shalei l'shma is not part of the Yerusha of Kleisel. You're staring those that are taking the Yerusha, learning l'shma. So chayr should be also to learn shalei l'shma. And Narvas, La'olam Yasek is a chiddush, it's a heter. There's a heter that's chal, that La'olam, it's a heter, that you're allowed to learn Shalom Lishma, as long as Shalom Lishma Ba Lishma. So it's chal a heter in this. So Memela, the pshat is that, that's the chilt in Yin Nagai. That's what he's asking on Mika Midi. That a guy, when he's learning, he's stealing the Torah. He's not allowed to learn, even if he's not allowed to. For him, it's gzela. But by a yid, there's an oifen that betzim is gzela to learn. Shalom Lishma is gzela. But Kadosh was matter that gzela for us. For us, we're allowed to do that gzela because in the end, Shalom Lishma, whatever. But betzim, there's an oifen of gzela that's kaim in the limud haTorah of a yid. And that limud haTorah of a yid, the etzim should be also al gzela. And for us, we don't have that isser, and a guy has that isser, and that's what he's asking on Tzmika Midi. So, that's the heter, I'm saying. That's the idea, I'm saying. But there's a heter there. There's a heter, I'm being pagaya in the Yerusha, in the Marasha. But Lemaisa, the you have to know if that's Pashat, this Rabbi Yochanan, this, I mean, it's a Tana, so Menuchin Ben Akana. Shaila is, does everyone agree to this, that the whole oifen of Torah is only Be'etzem if it's Lishma? Is Shalom Lishma Mechusar in the whole Tzura of Limud HaTorah or not? Because. Well, I'm saying it's your Kavana, you're touching in, you're learning Torah, I'm saying, but. No, I'm saying Yerachami. I'm saying, or do you say Shalom Lishma goes into that some learning? It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. What? Huh? According to him. No, but it's Tam. It's for sure Gzela. I'm saying it's for sure, sir. No, I'm saying you're only allowed to learn it Lishma. You're not allowed to learn Shalom Lishma. Right, Marash is a Torah, and this is the way you have to learn it. It's Marash to us that we're given the Rishos to learn it Lishma. We're not given the Rishos to learn it Shalom Lishma. So for sure, a guy can't learn it even Lishma. So a guy is not allowed to learn it Lishma, and we're not allowed to learn it Shalom Lishma. But our din of Shalom Lishma is mutter. There's a heter on our din of Shalom Lishma. There's no heter on his din on Lishma. But there are rayas that lechayer even Shalom Lishma, you have all the segulas of Torah, like it says. It says in Chazal in Medjecha. It says halvai oisi ozvu v'serasi shamar shamar shabamachzion lemutav. So the in a different place, I think the Malos HaTorah, what? Shamar Shamar Zon. So I think the Malos HaTorah brings from the Goyin also that when it says halvai oisi ozvu v'serasi shamar means oisi ozvu in the learning itself. Even in the learning itself, they shouldn't be thinking of me. They should be thinking about whatever they want. Even if Shlo Lishma means Havai Oisi Azvu and Sarasa Shemar, they should be learning Torah even without Oisi, without thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even that's going to have Marsha B'Machzir L'Mutav. So means it sounds like there's an Ora Torah, the Shaykh to be Negeya and the Ora Torah, even Shlo Lishma. I don't know if that's it'll be mashma that it is part of the Torah of Torah. What?
We'll get them to learn
Shema. But I'm saying it's Machzir
L'Mutav.
Learning the Shema itself. He says over there, the Maal Sater, B'Shem the Goin, he brings down over there that it says that in Pagacham Nuvel Zeh, Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, so he asks Akasha, in Pagacham Nuvel Zeh, if you have your Yitzhar, Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, why are you being Mashchel Beis HaMedrash? Leave him outside and you go into Beis HaMedrash without him. Why are you bringing him in for? So he says, you're supposed to tell the Yitzhar that whatever you want me to get, I'll get in the Beis HaMedrash. You want me to get covered, I'll get in the Beis HaMedrash. You want me to get money, I'll get in the Beis HaMedrash. I'm not sure we figured out that one yet, but he says, whatever you think that you're going to get outside, I'll give you inside. And he says, that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Goyin says. It means that the Shaloi Lishma in Torah is also Machzir L'Mutav. But Uchar, maybe there's another Teretz. There's another Teretz to this Kasha. Maybe it's more, it answers part of the Oilam's questions, is that in the Mishnah Zabaron, Mishnah Zabaron brings down a story that there was an Ani, and it's a famous Medrash. How Ani decroy Rabbi Anai Kalba? So there was an Ani, and Rabbi Anai went in and called him Kelev. So the Medrash says that the Ani said to Rabbi Anai, you're a Sosi Gabach. My Yerusha is by you, you're a Ganav, in other words. My Yerusha is by you, you're a Ganav. Why? Because it says, oh, what are you talking about? My Yerushasach, Gabi, what are you saying? Amalei, Teret Sivalanu Moshe, Mirosh Akilas Yaakov. Mirosh Akilas Yanai Ink Sivkan, Ela Mirosh Akilas Yaakov. You think it's your Torah? It's Kal Yisrael's Torah. So Yerushasi Gabach. So Frick the Baron, like, what's the Shakvatari over here? What did Rabbi Yanai do wrong that this Am Haaretz started accusing him that he has his Torah? And if that's a Taina, so everyone that learns is stealing from the Am Haaretz because the Am Haaretz never learned. Even the Gemara says that, because the Gemara says, Halayim Torah b'fnei Am Haaretz kilu boil arusasa b'fanov. And the Goyin says, the Pshat is because arusasai, it only became an arusa when we got it. But the Nesua is when you learn it. So by the Am Haaretz, it's still only begetting arusa. It's Merosha kilos Yaakov, it's Murasa to him. Because it's set aside for him, but he never was going with the chasana, the amarts. So Mamela, this person that's learning it is Kaboyla Rososa Bifanov. That's what then says. But the Lamaisa, what happened over here? If everyone learns stealing from the amarts, so what does he mean? Zokta Baron Gavaldik Yisoid. Zokta Baron, that Be'etzim, a person learns Torah for themselves, is Taka Gazlan. He's not allowed to learn Torah for himself. He has to learn Torah. He has to learn Torah thinking about how he's enhancing the Torah of Klal Yisrael. The mashal for a sada of shutvim, that whoever planting it is planting it for the whole shutvis. So the Torah belongs to Klal Yisrael. The person that's learning Torah for themselves and they want to keep it for themselves, be'etzim is a gazlan, and he's stealing. The only way, the Iker Oifen of Limud HaTorah is when you're learning on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and you're learning on behalf to enhance the Torah of Klal Yisrael, and enhance Klal Yisrael, and everyone steiging is helping all of Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, now I'm doing for Klal Yisrael. So Mamela, Zok this Amoretz, you look at me, and you think I'm Kelef. If you think I'm Kelef, Mestami, you're not learning to help me steig. You don't care about me. If you don't think that you're learning, if you're learning not to help me steig, then your takas have no right to learn, because then you're stealing my Torah. It's your sasi gabach. So the only the that was his taina, and Memela, he says, oh, you think it's yours? Marasha kilos yana ink sivkan el marasha kilos yana. So the shaila is now, let's say so the shaila is maybe what Tyson means is that from learning, if that's his kavana, he's allowed to do that also. He shouldn't be batal. He's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn with that kavana. Maybe it's not awesome. So nice. You sasi gabach. Is he a gazan? That's the shayla. Maybe that's the heter that's chal on Torah of Yisrael over a Torah of a guy. If he's learning in this oifen, that's not kilos Yaakov really. So a guy's not allowed to do that. He's stealing from everyone else. What about a yid? Is a yid? B'diavad, is it also to learn in that oifen? Zuchar, it's not a good thing, but maybe over there, maybe it's mutter, maybe it's not. Okay. I'm thinking maybe Tais is saying maybe it's mutter, even in the oifen when he's not coming on to the full Marasha Kedas Yaakov. Huh? Right. So, I don't know, so you're saying it's also. I don't know. I'm just saying, so in other words, let's say Lamaisa, like loyal Yom Shalom Shema, is it mutter or is it aser? Unless you say that if it's aser, then it brings out the kasha on Taisa even stronger. I mean, we also have the aser. Right? But Kapana, what you see from this Rebaran is that the idea is that everyone's steiging is steiging for on behalf of the tzibur, on behalf of Kal Yisrael, on behalf of the people around us, and all the more so in when Taka, the job of a young man is to think and steig on behalf of the entire tzibur, thinking that this is steiging the tzibur, then this brings it out even further that a person thinks about that and has that in mind. Then he's bringing up the old tzibur, and that's the Marasha Kilas Yaakov that was Zoychatur.